Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Adam Jacobs is from CodeFlix, and they're helping educate the kids of today in all things programming and software development, because, you know, that's the future, really. Adam, thanks for joining me. Tell me why it's so important that kids today need to have skills in digital technology like coding and software development, that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's about future-proofing our kids. A couple of scary statistics have been released that over the next 15 to 20 years, approximately 5 million jobs will simply cease to exist in Australia due to technological displacement. And what that means is it's technology replacing human jobs. But those that know how to code the technology will always be in demand.
Is this kind of like the sci-fi movies that say, you know, in 10 years' time, robots will be doing everyone's jobs and then they're going to take over and rule the world? the first part of the sci-fi movies, is that basically what you reckon is going to happen in the next 20 years?
Well, I think there is an element of those sci-fi movies to be true. Automation is a real thing. Now, the extent of that automation will only time will tell. But as it stands today, robots are being coded with artificial intelligence. They are doing a lot of human jobs. I mean, the best example is in the health industry, where they're using the Da Vinci robot now, where doctors are outside of the operating theatre. They're controlling a robot which is assisting them, and they're doing operations from a distance. So
wow.
Technology is changing the world, and there is an element of truth to these sci-fi movies.
It's crazy, isn't it, to think that we're here. All these movies that we've been watching, we're basically here. So I guess that's why it's important. It's been said as well that teaching kids digital literacy actually helps them in other areas like, say, complex problem solving and the like. Is that true as well?
That's right. So there are other, I guess, soft skills that come out of learning to code, computational thinking, learning exactly how to problem solve. So as an example, when you're coding something, in order for it to do whatever you're looking for it to do, often there are errors in the way that you code it. So in order to work through those errors, you have to do trial and error and problem solving, and it starts working different soft skills as well, which get developed as you're building your proficiency in coding.
Wow. Honestly, if someone had offered me this kind of program when I was a kid with a sponge brain, I would have jumped on it 100%. So, Adam, tell us about CodeFlix. How are you delivering this this education to the kids of today?
So we've created an online streaming service which delivers coding and robotics video tutorials for kids. So think Netflix, but rather coding and robotics education for kids. All of the content has been developed by qualified teachers. So parents who hop on to CodeFlix and get subscriptions for their kids, they know that it's a safe, ad-free environment that's not only entertaining, but it's also educational. And in reality, I hate to say it, but with this crazy pandemic that's going on and potentially people being stuck at home, this is a fantastic solution for kids.
Yeah, perfect. And I know a lot of kids these days are just glued to their iPads anyway. So is that kind of what you're trying to do, put something educational, informative in front of them instead of just a game?
Exactly. So what we're looking to do is teach kids to be creators with technology as opposed to consumers of technology. So when they're now sitting down in front of their iPads, they're actually learning a skill set that will benefit them later on in life as opposed to just watching videos on any random topic.
Amazing. Like I said earlier, if this was put towards me when I was a kid, I would have jumped at this opportunity. This is awesome. Adam from CodeFlix, it's been amazing catching up. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time.